Now let's cook up something tasty to eat.
How about a mashed potato ice cream cone?
That's fun.
All right, so you just basically, this is real simple. You put a little scoop of gravy. It can be room temperature because your hand kind of warms it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you just put in some of this. These are your sprinkles. I think of this as like a sundae
bar. Like corn sprinkles.
Yeah,
okay.
So put on some corn sprinkles.
Let's do that here.
And of course, don't forget your cranberry cherry on top.
That was Chef Keith Gehrke in one of five appearances he made on local TV morning shows around Thanksgiving time last year. This one was in Milwaukee. He was demonstrating what to do with holiday leftovers.
A couple of problems here. First, his mashed potato ice cream cones are disgusting. Second, there is no Chef Keith Gehrke. There's only Nick Prewer. And Nick Prewer is no chef. He only plays one on TV. In other words, this was a complete fraud.
Why don't you give me a hand here? This is what you do. You're basically just going to put like some of your ham in here, and I'm going to put in a little extra corn here.
Okay.
And then like fried chicken, put it all in there, and then add more gravy.
Wow.
Gravy to gravy.
There we go.
You see, Nick Prewer's expertise is not in cuisine, but in pranks. Prewer is the co-host of the Found Footage Festival. That's a touring comedy show. He passed himself off as a chef marketing a book. And as he told us today, he managed to get himself booked on several stations.
We thought, you know, around the holidays, it'd be a slam dunk to get booked if this fake chef, Chef Keith, had a book he'd written. So we came up with the title Leftovers Right, Making a Winner of Last Night's Dinner. And we just had a graphic designer friend whip something up for us.
So come meet Chef Keith today. You are going to be at Barnes & Noble at 1 o'clock. He's going to be signing copies of his new book.
Just checked my email before, and I might have to cancel the signing because the books have not arrived.
Oh, well, okay, never mind then.
Now that Chef Keith is admitting the prank, we asked the general manager at Milwaukee station WITI for reaction. He had no comment.
And we asked Prewer if he had any misgivings about misrepresenting himself.
You know, luckily I have no scruples, so it doesn't weigh on my conscience at all.
Prewer has called his shtick a victimless crime, but at least one TV station took action. WSAW-TV in central Wisconsin filed a copyright claim with YouTube. The video of their host being punked by Prewer was taken down today.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.